You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Juan Herrera Lorenzo, 16, walks up to a car at a Colorado skate park thinking it's his friend's. Realizing it's not, he turns away, but inside the car, Owen Ruiz, 16, asks Herrera Lopez, "You remember me?" Then fires, hitting Herrera Lozano in the back, killing him.
Nancy, Denver police find six fired casings near Herrera Lozano's body. A passenger who was in the car at the time of the shooting finally identifies Ruiz as the shooter and tells police Ruiz was wearing an ankle monitor at the time. The 16-year-old was on parole for previous unrelated charges.
Ruiz booked on murder one, weapons charges, and tampering with evidence. Naomi Irion, 18, kidnapped from a Nevada Walmart parking lot, raped, shot dead, and buried in the desert. Irion's body found in a shallow grave 2 weeks later. Troy Driver, 42, charged in the case, sent for a psychological evaluation, now declared competent to stand trial.
Irion was waiting in the parking lot for a carpool van she typically rode to work when Driver abducted her. Driver destroys Irion's cell phone and replaces the tires on his truck in an attempt to cover up the crime. 8 months after the murder, Driver's trial is finally moving forward.
Driver facing six charges, including murder, sex assault, robbery, and tampering with evidence. Bianca Palomera, the 19-year-old manager at the Habit Burger Grill, asks customer Isaac White Carter to leave when she sees him teasing and bullying a young autistic boy. Instead of leaving, White Carter attacks Palomera, beating her savagely.
White Carter flees the scene, Nancy, after repeatedly punching Palomero in the face. Palomero went into surgery to repair extreme damage to her face, and despite surgeons' efforts, she lost her right eye due to the beating.
White Carter, 20, charged with felony mayhem and assault. More crime and justice news after this. With the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A person with a gun shot and wounded a contract worker outside an Amazon delivery station in Arizona before another contract worker who was armed fatally shot the suspect in the parking lot Wednesday, possibly stopping an active shooter situation. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The suspect, who wasn't an Amazon employee or contractor, entered the grounds of the delivery hub in the Phoenix suburb of Chandler and shot the unarmed contract worker multiple times at about 9:30 a.m. Wednesday. Authorities added that the second contracted Amazon employee then shot the suspect, who died at the scene in the facility's parking lot.
According to police, undisclosed personal issues between three men led to the deadly shooting. A man who raped and killed a 16-year-old girl in Mississippi has been put to death by lethal injection, becoming the second inmate executed in the state in 10 years. 58-year-old Thomas Edwin Loden Jr. was pronounced dead at 6:12 p.m. Wednesday. He'd been on death row since 2001 when he pleaded guilty to capital murder, rape, and four counts of sexual battery against Lisa Marie Gray. She was stranded with a flat tire in June 2000 when Loden forced her into his van. Gray's mother, Wanda Ferris, attended the execution at the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman, about 130 miles north of the capital, Jackson. The first openly transgender woman set to be executed in the U.S. is asking Missouri's governor for mercy, citing mental health issues. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Lawyers for Amber McLaughlin, now 49, asked Republican Governor Mike Parson to spare her. McLaughlin was convicted of killing 45-year-old Beverly Gunther on November 20, 2003. Gunther was raped and stabbed to death in St. Louis County.
According to the Anti-Execution Death Penalty Information Center, there is no known case of an openly transgender inmate being executed in the U.S. before. A judge has handed down the longest prison term so far in the plot to kidnap Michigan's governor, sentencing three men who forged an early alliance with the leader of the scheme before the FBI broke it up in 2020. Joe Morrison, Pete Muzico, and Paul Beller were not charged with having a direct role in the conspiracy, but were members of a paramilitary group that trained with Adam Fox, who separately faces a possible life sentence on December 27th for his federal conviction. Muzico was sentenced to a minimum of 12 years in prison, followed by his son-in-law Morrison at 10 years and Beller at 7. They will be eligible for parole after serving those terms. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was never physically harmed.
Jonathan Caballero enters a Florida Taco Bell carrying a plank covered in nails and starts smashing everything. Employees tell him to leave and call 911. He then starts hitting cars in the parking lot. Cops find Caballero still holding the plank and book him 3 counts, criminal mischief. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.